Welcome back. Today we're building something that will genuinely level up your jungle and drama and base workflow in Ableton. Project starter kits for different jungle moods. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm assuming you already know your way around drum racks, warping, grouping tracks, returns, and basic routing. The goal isn't to teach you what a break is. The goal is speed, not just BPM speed, creative speed. How fast you can go from a blank project to a real vibe with drums, bass, and atmosphere, without getting stuck auditioning sounds for an hour. By the end, you'll have either one master template with three modes, or three separate templates, a rough 90s Imin jungle kit, a deep rolling jungle kit, and a darker tech jungle kit. And we're doing this mostly stock device friendly, so you can take it anywhere. Alright, let's build the foundation that all moods will share. First, tempo. If you're doing classic jungle, set 160 to 170. Start at 165. If you're building modern rollers, 172 to 175 is home base. Start at 174. Don't overthink it. We can always adjust later, but choosing a default helps you start writing immediately. Next, create your core group tracks. Think of these as the console you'll mix into while you write. Make groups for drums, bass, music, atmos, effects, and returns. And if you like having a pre-master stage, add an optional master prep audio track that everything routes into before the actual master. That's not required, but it's a nice control point later. Now returns. We're making three core sends that cover most jungle needs. Return A is dub delay. Drop echo on it. Set the timing to 1/8 dotted. Feedback somewhere around 35 to 55%. Turn on the filter and high pass around 200 Hz so the delay doesn't smear your low end. Low pass around 7 to 10k so it feels like a classic dub echo, not a bright digital repeat. Then put a saturator after it, drive 2 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This keeps the delay present without spiking your meters. Return B is jungle verb. Put hybrid reverb on hauler plate. Decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then EQ it so it's useful instead of muddy, high pass 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass somewhere like 8 to 12k. The reason you do this now, in the template, is because the best jungle sessions are the ones where you can do a quick snare reverb throw without designing a reverb from scratch. Return C is parallel dirt. Put an ab first, like clean or blues, then a saturator driven harder, like 4 to 8 dB, then a Q8. High pass around 200 Hz and add a small presence bump around 2 to 5k. This return is a seasoning tool. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're trying to add attitude while keeping your original transients intact. Now, on your drums group, set a simple glue and safety chain. Start with glue compressor, 3 millisecond attack. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%. Boom 0 to 20 depending on the track, and transients plus 5 to plus 20. Then a limiter at the end, just as a safety, ceiling at minus 0.8. Do not slam it. If you're hitting it hard while writing, you're losing headroom and your decisions get weird. Teacher note, while you're writing, aim for peaks around minus 6 dB on the master. That headroom is your friend. It keeps your ears honest. Cool. Foundation is done. Now we split into the three moods. Mood Kit A. Rough 90s Amen Jungle. This is break-led, raw, chopped, gritty, with crunchy atmosphere and a reese that feels like it's been living in a warehouse since 1995. Start with a heart. The break track. Add an audio track and name it Break. Amen. Load an Amen or similar classic break. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve at 1/16 for that choppy energy, or 1/8 if you want it less sliced and more rolling. Transients up at 100. Now process it lightly but purposefully. EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, because that sub rumble isn't musical. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 400 Hz a little. If it's harsh, a tiny shelf down above 12k. Then saturator. Drive 3 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Drum bus next. Drive 5 to 10%. Transients around plus 10. Then a compressor with a slower attack, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the crack of the snare stays alive. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds, just enough to control it. Now the fast chopping workflow. Duplicate the break clip 4 times. In each clip, right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Choose transient slicing, drum rack, and the built-in slicing preset. Now you've got a break drum rack you can resequence like an instrument. Here's a simple 2-bar jungle pattern approach. Bar 1 gives you the classic phrase. Bar 2 is where you earn it. Extra ghost hits, a kick fill, a snare drag, and don't forget velocity variation. Those ghost notes living around 30 to 60 velocity are what makes it breathe. Now bass for this kit, a 90s Reese Ready starter. Add a MIDI track called Bass. Reese, drop wavy double, set oscillator 1 to saw, oscillator 2 to saw as well, detune about 10 to 20 cents. Add unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. We want thickness, not a trance super saw. Then your chain, EQ8 to tame mud, saturator for hair, auto filter low pass around 6 to 10k with a tiny envelope movement and chorus ensemble subtly for width. But keep the low end mono, and sidechain it lightly from the drums. Compressor with sidechain on. Input drums, ratio 2 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of dip. You're not pumping for effect here. You're making room. Arrangement skeleton for this mood. 16-bar intro with filtered break and Atmos, 32-bar drop with full break plus Reese plus 1 or 2 stabs, 16-bar breakdown where drums cut and the dub delay gets to shine, then 32-bar's second drop with more edits, then 16-bar outro stripping it down again. Teacher note, old-school jungle feels like it's being performed by the edits, so don't be afraid to print and chop later, which we'll set up soon. Mood Kit B, Deep Rolling Jungle. This is sub-led, hypnotic, minimal, with tight drums that still have life. Instead of relying on a full chopped break for everything, we build a consistent drum rack. Create a drum rack called Drums, Roller Kit, Low Kick, Snare, Optional Clap Layer, Closed Hat, Ride, and a few perks. Process per pad in a simple, consistent way, because consistency is what makes a template valuable. Kick, EQ to cut below 25 Hz, slight boost 50 to 70 if you need weight, then a touch of saturator, 1 to 3 dB. Snare, EQ high pass 120 to 180, add presence around 2 to 5k, then a little glue, 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Hats, auto filter high pass 300 to 800, and a tiny bit of redux for grit. Very light, if you hear it obviously, it's too much. Now groove. Use groove pool lightly, like an MPC dish swing at 10 to 25, or do it manually. Nudge a few hats late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. That micro timing is the difference between loop and roller. Now bass. This is where we build a roller rack so you can write fast without rebuilding sub and mid every project. Create an instrument rack on a MIDI track called bass, roller. Two chains. Chain 1 is sub. Use operator. OSCE is sine. Keep it clean. Then a EQ8 low pass around 120 to 160 so it stays purely sub. Add a tiny saturator, 1 to 2 dB, just so it reads on smaller speakers. Then utility with bass mono on, width basically zero. Chain 2 is MID. Use wavetable with a triangle or saw blend. Add auto filter low pass around 300 to 800 with an LFO at 1/8 or 1/4, subtle amount. Add saturator 3 to 6 dB. Then a EQ8 high pass around 150 to 200 so it never fights the sub. Now the secret sauce. Macros. Map sub level, mid level. The mid filter cutoff, LFO amount. Mid-saturation drive, and if you like, a sidechain amount macro. This is the decision-proof part. When you're writing, you want to reach for one knob and feel the drop get angrier, not open five devices and lose momentum. Arrangement for rollers. Build a 2-bar drum loop and an 8-bar bass phrase. Then every 8 bars, change one thing. Remove the kick for one beat, add a ghost snare, open hat for half a bar, or open the bass filter slightly. And here's a classic drop impact trick. One bar before the drop, high pass the drums group with auto filter, then snap it back at the downbeat. It's simple, it's effective, and it doesn't require stacking 10 risers. Mood Kit C. Dark or Tech Jungle. Sharper drums, industrial texture. Controlled aggression. On the drums group, after glue, add your bite chain. If you have roar, use it with moderate drive, low noise and feedback, and a darker tone shape. If you don't, saturator works too. Then a EQ8 and notch harsh resonances around 3 to 6k, because dark jungle is about menace, not pain. Then transient shaping, drum bus with transients plus 10 up to plus 30. Optional redux, very subtle, for edge. Now mid bass for this kit, a Euro-ish starter that stays stock friendly. Create bass, dark mid, in wavetable, set OSC 1 to saw, OSC 2 to square or another saw, slight tune. Use a more aggressive filter type like MS2 or PRD and drive it a bit. Then add auto filter for movement, automating band pass or low pass. Saturator drive 5 to 10 dB with soft clip. Then frequency shifter very subtle. Fine 1 to 10, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. That little instability adds menace without turning into sci-fi noise. Then EQ8 high pass around 120 to 200, because your sub lives elsewhere. And sidechain from kick or snare for space. Your sub stays clean on a separate track. Operator sign again. Dark doesn't mean messy. Dark means controlled. For atmosphere, make an Atmos, BDD track. Put in a long noise or field recording, or generate noise in Wavitable. Then auto filter with a slow sweep over 4 to 16 bars. Hybrid reverb big but high passed around 400. Add erosion very lightly, and widen it with utility, like 120 to 160%, after you've cut the lows. The low end should not be wide. Arrangement cues for tech jungle. 16 bar intro teasing the bass, then drop with tight drums and fewer happy stabs. Mid drop switch at bar 17. Same sound, different rhythm. Second drop. Add a new distorted layer or a new break edit so it escalates. Now we make this reusable. This is the payoff. First, color code tracks consistently. Drums red, bass green, Atmos blue, whatever you like, but keep it consistent. Your brain should recognize the template instantly. Second, save key racks. Save your roller drum rack, save your break slice rack, save your sub slash mid bass instrument rack. These become building blocks you can drag into any set. Then save your whole project as a template. File, save live set as template. Also save a mini version with just returns and routing, no heavy devices, so you can start from half-baked ideas without waiting for the set to load. Now I want to add some coach-level workflow upgrades that make templates feel alive, not just organized. Make the kit decision-proof with default clip slots. In session view, pre-create 8 scenes named intro, tease, drop 1, drop 1b, break, build, drop 2, outro. Then put placeholder MIDI clips in bass and music tracks, even a single note. The point is that when you hit spacebar, the project plays instantly. You're not staring at silence. Silence kills momentum. Next, create a one-click resampling lane. Add an audio track called print. Set input to resampling and monitor to in. Then map a key or MIDI button to session record. Practice printing 8 to 16 bar passes of your drums and bass. Jungle gets way faster when you commit to audio and do edits like reversing a snare tail, stuttering a quarter beat, or chopping fills directly in audio. Template hygiene. Keep CPU predictable. Put expensive devices like Hybrid Reverb or Roar on returns instead of on every channel. Save your template with clips deactivated and avoid having warping analysis running on a bunch of long files. Also, name tracks like You Mean It. This audio version is shortened for playback.